I'm Stuck Mike on the field at AirVenture 2009. EAA's Affordable Flying Center has been folded in with two other exhibit areas on electric flight and fuel education. Ron Wagner is on staff with EAA.
Within the Aviation Learning Center are three distinct areas. One of them deals with affordable flying, a topic very near and dear to all EAA members and aviation types. We also have a brand new area dedicated to electric flight, and we have some of the latest innovations in aviation right here in the Aviation Learning Center, and several electric-powered aircraft on display. We also have a section on fuel education on display there. We have an RV4 that was flown in here on Swift Fuel, which is another type of fuel made from biodegradable materials. And we also have two forum areas where we focus our forums on the three topics I just talked about.
The affordable flying area is one that's particularly interesting to me. And last year, you and I talked, and there were a few aircraft in a different space. This is a crowded building we're in right now. So what's behind the very large number of aircraft that are all in this cluster of content around fuel education, affordable flying, and electric aircraft? What's new this year?
The affordable flying area, we simply have more examples. We got a bigger building this year. The area last year was very popular, and EAA management saw that it was something that EAA members were very, very interested in. So they gave me a bigger building to work with, so I brought more airplanes in. And the variety of types of aircraft that you can become involved in is just tremendous. You can fly everything from the classic Taylor Craft, Piper Cub, Oronka Champs, up through many, many home builds. We even have an RV8, which nobody would say is a low-cost home build, but the gentleman built it for under $40,000. It was a fast-build kit. He said he could have built a non-fast-build kit for about $8,000 less. So for just about $30,000, you can get into a very popular aircraft, and we talk a lot in here about plans building and vintage aircraft and give you some pointers on how to buy them, what to look for, and all those types of things.
Give me a few more thumbnail sketches of the aircraft, their stories, and the dollar figures behind them that are on display here.
Probably the least expensive aircraft we have on display is a Legal Eagle. Now, Legal Eagle, we have a single-place version that actually is not an airworthy aircraft today as it sits here. It was built down in our ultralight area by volunteers during a couple of different air ventures. And we have it on display as an example of the type. You could build that aircraft and be flying for $3,000 to $5,000. Very inexpensive, depends on how good a scrounger you are. And it's got a half a VW engine. In case of VW, a whole VW is too powerful for you. You cut it in half and put it on it. And the neat thing about this one, as ultralight types go, it's very, very conventional. It's got a steel tube fuselage, built-up wing ribs, fabric covering. It's just built like any other 1940s type aircraft would be, although it was built as a home build just a couple years ago. In here we also have an old standby. We celebrated the 80th anniversary of the Pete and Pole Air Camper here at AirVenture this year. We have an example owned by Bill Rui, who's the guru of Pete and Poles, and Bill's been displaying in my exhibits for a number of years, and he's parked his airplane in here, and he sits by the airplane all day talking about it. And if I couldn't build a Pete and Pole for under $10,000, I'd turn in my EAA card. And my EAA card's very dear to me. Another thing that we're doing differently this year, we've added this year, is an organization called the Aviation Partnership Association, which is a computer-based, internet-based organization that's trying, it's kind of like a dating service for people that want to have aircraft partnerships. And they're establishing a database around the country, and they're here talking about it. So maybe if you've been thinking about a partnership, which is a way to lower the cost of flying, this certainly gives you a way in. We also invited the Modelers Group. Far and away, the cheapest way to get involved in aviation is through models. That's how many of us who are involved in full-scale aviation got our start. We invited the local Oshkosh Model Airplane Club in here because the modelers are light years ahead of full-scale aviation in the development of electric airplanes. Interestingly, I was at a meeting yesterday of all the people involved in electric aviation, primarily to determine what we're going to do next year at AirVenture and to get some ideas of what EAA needs to do to encourage this growth in this area. And the folks from Unique, which is a Chinese corporation that has an electric airplane on display elsewhere on the grounds, were there, and I got to talking to them and realized that not only did they the full-scale electric aircraft kind of be a takeoff on it, but they actually own several of the model airplane companies that produce the electric aircraft. So they're taking the model aircraft technology and taking it over into full-scale aviation. It's really a dynamic time to be involved in aviation.
Ron Wagner with EAA staff at the Aviation Learning Center, supported by Chevron. On the field at AirVenture 2009, I'm Stuck Mike.